So what I try to talk to patients about is, you know, if you get hit by a bus or, you know, you hear all these accidents all the time with people that instantly have some tragedy happen, they have no chance to really, you know, say those last things they need to say or do things that, in a way, it's a gift of time. You know, most of us don't know what's going to happen in the future. When you have a diagnosis of stage four cancer, you do know that you're not going to live forever and or you're not even going to live for probably many years. So it is a different perspective and way to look at it, and some people just can't cope with that or make that happen for themselves. And then also, I, with every patient, even the patients with early disease, I make sure that they have their, you know, living will or whatever they can, you know, they've thought ahead as to where they want to be when, you know, the end comes. So we kind of have that conversation early on in their you know, when I see them, not everything right away because it does take a while to adjust. It's usually a sudden, you know, diagnosis. All of a sudden you have cancer. So it's just a continued dialogue, and you start by just making sure when they're well, and I think that's important, too, that I also make that point with them. Now you're feeling well. You know exactly what you want. You know how you're feeling about things. It's really important to think through this, you know, because in the end, you know, you won't be feeling so well, and you want to make sure that you get what you want, that, you know, other people aren't making decisions for you that you don't want.